Indiana expects to collect less money from the state lottery this fiscal year than it budgeted for. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the projected shortfall isn't as bad as some state officials feared.
IGT Indiana is the private company that runs the lottery for the state. General Manager Melissa Pursley says it's hard to estimate COVID-19's impact.
It is evident that COVID-19 will have an impact on the Hoosier Lottery's business, including sales performance and net income return to the state. But what's less clear is how long that impact will last.
Yet the lottery had its best sales month ever in April. And while projections say the state won't get as much money at the end of the fiscal year as planned, it's only about $10 million less than expected. Lottery Commission member David Redden says he's surprised.
Even though it's a shortfall, it could be a lot worse.
The lottery will likely report its final revenue numbers in August. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.